Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Okay.
And who am I speaking with?
This is Carlin Wilson.
All right. And did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I'm waiting on someone now.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any
Yes.
documents with another law firm?
Yes. No, I haven't signed with anyone else.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Myself.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And when were you diagnosed?
This happened to me. And sucks. Give me a second. I was diagnosed in November of 2006.
2006.
Your diagnosis was March of 2018. March 12th of 2018.
Okay, so you were diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's in March of 2018.
Yes.
And do you know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's? Was it a B cell or a T cell?
B cell.
Okay, the diffuse large B cell lymphoma. Okay. And where were you spraying the Roundup? Was it at home or for work or both?
Residential purpose. Take it in.
Okay. And was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No.
Okay. And can I get the home address where you were spraying it?
I was using like 2 gallon concentrated.
And what was the address, the home address where you were spraying it?
2401 Howard Drive, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, 71603.
Okay, that was 2401 Howard Drive
Yes.
in Pine Bluff. Okay.
Hey.
And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
Oh, sucks. Gosh, I was in my 20s. I was 20 years old.
Okay. And how many years were you spraying the Roundup for?
Oh man, I used it for 36 years. I mean, I used it, gosh, I used it for a while.
Or do you know what year you started spraying?
I started using it in March. I mean, in November of 2006, and I stopped using it in March 2018.
Okay. So about 12 years you were spraying it?
Yes.
And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone
Smartphone.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm also just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if it applies to you, okay?
Yes.
Right. there's HIV, AIDS, organ transplant.
No.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B.
No.
Hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr. Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No.
Any family cancer history?
No.
Any other cancers requiring chemotherapy besides non-Hodgkin's?
No.
Okay. And for your first name, I have F-A-R-L-O-N. Is that correct?
Yes.
Last name, W-I-L-S-O-N?
Yes.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. Are you married?
No.
Okay. Can I get your date of birth?
8/19/1982.
Thank you. And the last four digits of your social?
0204.
And how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
Online? Yes.
Why wouldn't I get one more to go?
Do you know what year you became aware of that?
I started treatment and my year of diagnosis was March 2018.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you found out about the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis around 2018?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your height and weight?
5'2", and now I weigh 164 pounds.
Okay. And is this your main cell phone number?
Yes.
Can I get an email?
wfarland34@gmail.com.
Thank you. And how many times per month would you say you were using Roundup?
You say how, what?
Yeah, how many times per month?
Once a week for 12 years.
Once a week?
Yes.
Okay, so about 4 times a month?
Uh-huh.
And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you first start spraying Roundup? What year was that?
I started using that Roundup in November 2006.
And you stopped in...
in March 2018. March 1st.
Okay. Did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No.
And then what states were you using the Roundup in?
Arkansas.
Right. And if you had to just give me an estimate of how many exposures you've had to Roundup in your lifetime, what would you say?
I don't know.
It could be over 10, over 20, over 30 or more.
Yeah. Oh, 12 years.
So over 30?
Over 12 years of 12-year period. Out of 6 years, I want to say.
Okay. All right. So then, do you get your water from a well?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides or benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
And what type of Roundup was used? Was it concentrate or premix?
Concentrate.
Do you remember where you purchased it from?
I used to buy it from, gosh, what was that at? Give me a second. I used to use it. I used to buy it from the Home Depot.
Home Depot. Do you have any risk? Okay. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No. No, it's been long ago.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
You said yes?
Yes, I'm currently employed.
What is your current job title?
I was working for Tyson Foods.
Do you know the employer's address?
Industrial Parkway, Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Tyson Food Corporation.